Hey, I'm Chris Cooper. I took a 200-word blog and built a $25 million mentorship company from it. It wasn't easy, and I had to learn some huge and expensive lessons along the way. But now I'm sharing those lessons with other business coaches and mentors and high-level entrepreneurs in this podcast. Want to chat with me? Go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there.
You need a rest day. Don't worry, your business needs you to take a day off too. I'm Ashley Hahn, and this is Business is Good. In my mentorship practice, The Traveling Bee, I often come across this problem. People are busy all week, then they spend the weekend trying to catch up or get ahead. Today, I'm going to give you three reasons you should take a rest day and three tips for maximizing your time off. There are three types of rest as an entrepreneur. There is physical rest, emotional rest, and mental rest. It is so important as an entrepreneur to make sure that we are not only doing one of these, but we are doing all of these. Let's start with physical rest. Seems pretty obvious, right? But we're not really good at it as entrepreneurs. We will stay up way too late and we will get up way too early. And for some reason, we have decided that naps are something to be ashamed of. About 2 months ago, I did a race that was 72 hours across the state of Florida, and I experienced a complete lack in physical rest. I slept for an hour and 20 minutes in 72 hours. I got a 20-minute nap, an hour and a half nap, and that was about it. And what I noticed is, obviously, I was physically tired, but for days and almost for two solid weeks, I had severe brain fog. I couldn't make really great decisions. I would get information and not be able to just really like compute them well. I felt so off my game. And I've told people I would do the race again, but I will never do the race again because of the amount of time that it took me to physically, but more mentally recover from that. So if physical rest is needed, how do we do this? Well, there's some obvious answers. Sleep, quality of sleep, taking a nap, disconnecting for 30 minutes every single day from your phone, from your tasks, from your computer, and just resting. Growing up, my dad took a nap every single day, and it was a little bit demonized in our house. Like, oh, there he is taking his nap again. When I turned 40, I decided there was some things about me that I was going to put out into the world. And one of these was, I love a nap. I am really great working from about 7 a.m. to about 3 p.m. And then I am just no good. I've noticed that if I take a 30-minute nap, if I completely disconnect and then work out and eat dinner, I can do more work if I choose. So let's get some physical rest in. Now, emotional rest. Why would we want to do emotional rest from our business? You're going to make better decisions. You're going to see things from perspective instead of perception. And it's only with emotional rest that we often can see the perspective in the situation and not just the perception. About 10 years ago, I made a terrible decision in my business. And it was because I was emotionally tired from some things that had been going on. There was some activities happening that I wasn't happy about, and I didn't deal with them in a proper amount of time. And I let it build, and the emotions got higher and higher and higher. And then I exploded. Now, you can imagine what happened. Nothing good happened. What I should have done is I should have stepped away. I should have emotionally disconnected from my business. And listen, I know that's hard. We are thinking that we need to be on 24/7, and we just don't need to be. So how do we emotionally rest from our business? We get into nature. We meditate. We spend time with people who have zero to do with our business. Last, we have mental rest. Why do you need mental rest from your business? Well, you are the biggest asset to your business, and your brain is the biggest asset that you have. A lot of times I would go to conferences or masterminds, or even just spending like 24 hours with intensive business stuff going on. And I would always come back to my wife, Kara, and I would say, my brain is so tired. And she never really understood that. She's a fireman and they don't have that. And so it was hard to explain this mentally tired I was. My brain is just tired. And I wasn't articulating this well. What I've learned is after those types of events, I need to mentally shut down. I need to go back to my hotel room and I need to spend some time by myself in the quiet, laying on my bed, not trying to process things that I've learned that day, not trying to retake my notes. I just need to be. I need to mentally let my brain rest and reset. So how do we do that? You can read for fun. You can watch a great TV show or perhaps a movie that's just for fun. And you can spend time alone. Spending time alone is one of the greatest ways that we can rest as an entrepreneur. So many of my entrepreneur friends, we like to identify ourselves as we are introverts who have to become extroverts in order to make our business happen. Rest is one of the greatest things that we can do in order to grow our business. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but it is okay for you to rest. If you would like more information on how to rest, how to live a lifestyle that you absolutely love and a business that you adore, you can find me at Ashley Hahn on Facebook. You can also email me at Ashley@thetravelingbeebusinessmentorship, or you can find me on Instagram at Brave Ashley Hahn. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Business is Good. If you'd like to chat about this episode or the blog post or podcast that I put on the Business is Good site, just go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there.